Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about the bad news and the good news. And I want to read to you from Romans chapter 3, verses 23 and 24, where we read, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." In Romans chapter 3, Paul explains the bad news, that all humanity is by nature guilty of breaking God's law, and therefore in wrong relationship with Him. He sums up that thought in a clear and dramatic statement: all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Now, it's impossible to describe every way that we fall short, but here are four important ways that man falls short of the glory of God. Number one, we fail to give God the glory that's due to Him in our words, in our thoughts, and in our actions. Number two, we fail to qualify for, and we thereby reject the glory and reward that God gives to faithful servants. Number three, we fail to properly reflect God's glory by refusing to be conformed into His image. And number four, we fail to obtain the final glory that God will bestow on His people at the end of all history. Now, some people may come closer than others do, but everyone falls short. No one reaches the goal. One older commentator put it very well. He said this: "The harlot, the liar, the murderer are short of it, but so are you. Perhaps they stand at the bottom of a mine and you on the crest of an alp, but you are as little able to touch the stars as they." Now, friends, the bad news is true. Everyone falls short of the glory of God. But it is just as true that everyone can be justified freely by His grace. This offer of justification, being set in right relationship with God both now and in eternity, that's open to everyone who will repent and believe, putting their trust in the person and work of Jesus Christ, especially what He did in His death and resurrection. Being in such a sinful state, the only way that we could be justified is to be justified freely. We can't purchase it with our good works. If it isn't made free to us, we could never have it. So we are justified freely by His grace, His unmerited favor, given to us without regard to what we deserve. Friends, that's good news. And this great gift comes freely to us, but it costs Jesus everything. It was bought through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Salvation is possible because of the redemption found in Him. Redemption means that Jesus bought us. Therefore, we belong to Him and we live for Him, no longer for sin and self. And in Jesus Christ, we have been justified. That solves our problem of guilt before a righteous judge. In Jesus Christ, we have redemption, solving our problem of slavery to sin, to the world, and to the devil. If it is true that all fall short of the glory of God, and it certainly is true, then it is just as true that through the grace of God, we can freely find justification and redemption in Jesus Christ. Friends, if the bad news is true, then so is the good news. And receive and put your trust in the glorious good news of Jesus Christ, His gospel, today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.